Stanford is rapidly becoming the favorite university for members of our family.
For me, Harvard was a series of firsts.
But at Princeton, studying art history, I felt really the first twinge of literary ambition.
And no matter how much time, though, passes, I still feel connected to Duke.
I probably had one of the greatest Yale experiences imaginable.
You are listening to
Dream to the Ivory.
I'm Simi,
Clara,
Ryan,
Crystal,
Sally,
Teresa,
Ricky,
Adam, Michael.
Today is our last program. We all have a lot of memories in Yabba Dee. First, let's come back to the day we met. What happened at that day?
Hey, haven't met you before. What's your name?
Hello, I'm Diane. Nice to meet you. What's your name?
I'm Ricky. Actually, I'm a little nervous right now, and I haven't done my introduction in English yet.
Don't be nervous, Ricky. You know I'm not ready for it yet. Just take it easy.
All right, I'll try. I just hope I won't sleep in the middle of the conversation. So, why are you coming to the dream to the Ivy League? You gonna go abroad or something?
Yes, I've all dreamed of that, and I'm preparing for it all the time. Actually, I'm saved every second for it. And by the way, why take so long to get inside the room? You know what? I got another interview right after 15 minutes.
Afterwards, Dream to the Ivy League is so popular among us. You see, there are a lot of people waiting behind us. We are lucky enough.
All right. Finally, it's my turn. Good luck for you.
Excuse me? I was wondering if you two can do me a favor.
We are glad to help. What's up?
I'm feel nervous when I'm being in an interview, and I feel something bad with my stomach. Can you two let me go inside first? I would be fat, really.
What? You got a stomach?
Yeah.
Alright, you go first.
Thank you.
Hello, have a seat.
Shall I begin my self-introduction?
You don't have to feel nervous or harsh because we have a family chat with you for a while. Or you like to start with the introduction, then go on?
Actually, I'd love to be quick for some reasons I can't tell.
What? You mean you don't want to chat with us? Are you sure?
No, whatever. Let's start. Good evening, I'm Adam, and I'm very happy to be here.
Hello, Adam. Very impressive. Your pronunciation is so good.
Thank you.
So, now you need to read this passage alone.
You only have 1 minute to prepare.
What? 1 minute? No, that's too long. I can't handle it right now. Let's start right now.
What?
Studying abroad means staying away from family. Then we should learn to be independent in every ways of life. There is an old Chinese saying that food is a good necessity of people. So when living abroad, facing the costly and dear food, including three meals and different materials, it's a such good question to ask, like how to live on expensive and nutritious meals. Okay, I'm done. Shall I go first? I'm just not feeling well with my stomach.
Okay, alright. We still have some questions to ask. Just a few minutes, okay?
What? A few minutes? A few minutes is okay.
So, are you a harsh person in your life?
Oh, yes, kind of. I move very fast.
Okay, I can see it. Why do you come to Dream to the Ivy League?
Because your program is quite enough and I like it.
So, you have heard about our program before? Good for you.
Yes. Any question?
Well, since you are in a hurry, so I can end now. You may go.
Oh, that's so nice. Finally, I can go to the restroom and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, do you want to study abroad?
Yes, I always dream of it.
So, which country do you want to go?
Bangladesh.
What? No other countries?
Yes, Bangladesh is so good.
Hello, I'm Michael, and joining many student organizations like Student Union, Chess Club, which I believe is the most pure place which can make me relax. I can improve my ability of AU, addition, and English pronunciation. Above all, I made a lot of friends, many of them major in foreign language like Turkish, Bengali, Russian, Swahili. I think maybe we can make a new program in these languages. My greatest achievement here is I adopt a little girl. I am proud of her. Her name is Sally.
I'm really happy to join the Dream to Devil League because this is a very great group in which we can learn a lot about techniques of audition or some other communication skills. It's really wonderful because in here you can talk to many friends and come from different majors, and they are very friendly and I'm glad to help you. I cherish the memories I have these days. Gradually become a family like a family of radio. I don't know how to put it, but it's really wonderful to have those memories, and thank you.
Hello guys, it's Vicky. How time flies, isn't it? I could imagine I had already spent one whole year studying and living in CUC, as well as in Radio CUC. Well, Radio CUC indeed gave me much more significance than I could imagine. It is not only about keeping writing English article once a week and read it out loud again and again, but also about gaining friendship, developing a higher EQ, and experience warmth like being in a family. Our Ivy League used to be not that familiar as it is now at our first meet. Well, everyone seems shy and silent, and it is not very open-hearted at the beginning. I still remember my first program as a director. It is such an awful experience that I couldn't look back for it. I don't know how the topic as religion in our studying abroad hits my thoughts, but I just follow my heart and make it. Oh, and the most important thing, thanks for my partner Teresa. When it comes to writing and recording, I was too nervous and careful to make sentences and read. In fact, I would make some difficult sentences and words only to forget how to read them and then feel. Maybe I was too nervous or shy then to make mistakes all the time. Till now, I still think of it now and then. I thought they were a treasure for me in making myself a better anchor. On the other hand, I make a lot of friends here, and that's somehow different from classmates, teachers, and colleagues, kinds of like families. Everyone is so lively and real. You know what? It is when everyone truly focusing his mind like not being occupied with something else that makes a team or community united. Sure that I have that feeling in my Ivy League. Well, I could not believe that it is actually come to an end. I still remember how I forced myself to complete an article or wake up in the present afternoon just to not be late for the recording. And well, it is really end, but I still miss it, daily.
Hi, I'm Teresa. Well, time to say goodbye, isn't it? It's hard to express my feeling now. In this time, people always like to recall the past. So do I. When I was a freshman, the English Broadcasting Station of CUC is the organization that I want to join in most. I even keep the short message that informed me of being admitted in my cell phone till this moment here. And Dream to the Ivy League do have not let me down. It is during the short white year that I was spent with my dear Ivy family that I gradually got familiar with the whole process of making a radio program. From the discussion of the theme, to the writing of the script, from the recording, to the editing and rearrangement, to the publicity online, I learned so much from my partners and predecessors. I can clearly remember that before my first recording, Yan Qing, one of my predecessors, offered to help me to correct my pronunciation. My accent fellows are also very zealous to give me a hand when I was confronted with some technical problems and turned to them for help. There is even some added boon beyond the broadcasting career. Liu Ming, my another predecessor, really helped me a lot when I was trying to transfer to the major of internet and new media. Of course, that is just a thing she was managed to do. I owe my last success to her a lot. I can't be more grateful to her selfless and sincere help. Another predecessor I have to mention is Zheng Qian. Sometimes I think that there must be something miraculous that ties us so tightly. Not only is she my leader in the broadcasting station, but also she's my leader in the public relations department. I'm somewhat careless sometimes, but she's always so good-tempered and tolerant to me, and taught me how to cooperate and do the job of my part well in the teamwork in detail. She has undoubtedly pitched in a lot in my development of growing up. Thank you, my dear sister. Time marches on and so do I. If there is something that has changed most in me during this powerful year, I think that is my personality. I was once somewhat shy and bashful at the very beginning, but gradually, I find myself surrounded with a group of happy enthusiastic guys, and my worries and bashfulness was nowhere to be found. I'm more and more outgoing now, and I feel really happy to that. Thank you, Dream TV Adelaide. Nice to meet you. Miss you, I be.
You're my flashlight.
Hello, I'm Diane. I just can't believe it has been nearly a year since I've been a part of Radio CUC English. Today, I want to share my best moments, which is the first time I record my voice in the studio with you. Oh my god, every time I record that moment, I always feel it's a most amazing and unbelievable moment because it's just like, you know, a dream come true. I still remember the first time I went to record my voice when I walked into the 507 in the number one teaching building. I feel quite strange but fresh about everything. It's a huge photo of senior students the introduction and finding photos on the wall. And of course, the most amazing part of that day is the recording equipment. I have to say, it's the first time I saw this complicated instrument, but the first thing came into my mind is that, wow, that's cool. After finishing learning how to use them, I'll be a DJ. I remember the topic of that day's recording is volunteering. Sally and I do some interviewing works before we record our voice, and I print out this draft long time before that meaningful day. First of all, we sat around the table and discussing about next day's topic. Then the senior student checked our voice, and when maybe, I don't know, two or three people finish recording their voice, my time is coming. I went into the studio with Sally with an excited heart. The room is so quiet that I can't even hear my heartbeat. When the student outside told me it's time to start, I get closer to the microphone and began. Well, I can't truly remember how long it took to finish recording, but after finishing, the senior student said, "You guys are great, but remember, when turn to other page, just stop talking." When we came out from the studio, we heard our voice. I can't believe it's my voice, because I admit I have this feeling. Every time I speak English outside studio, which means when I talk with my friends, my teachers, and even foreigners, I can speak quite fluent English. But when I sit in front of the microphone with some pieces of draft in my hand, I feel embarrassed. I can't speak freely, let alone pronounce all the words well. Now I want to show you guys some end products. Voluntary works are a kind of works which people may get few or even no benefit from. I mean, it's like the Lei Feng spirit.
Don't ask me, my name's Lei Feng.
Come on, be more serious.
Okay.
However, knowing this, there are still many people who like to devote themselves to this trend. We need to support them, because when we do this kind of works, we are not those so-called laborers, and volunteering is not a meaningless work. It can help you to grow, to expand your interpersonal connection, and to get what really matters.
Well, I agree with what Diane said, but of course, one coin has two sides. We have to treat this case dialectically. We have to distinguish which voluntary work is beneficial to us.
Hey, I'm Amy. I don't know how to start with this because, you know, just how time flies. I have already forgotten that what you like when you first come to Ivy. During your interview, some were nervous, some were outgoing, confident. Everyone is really different in my family. Now, 1 year passing by, your six babies are really grew more experienced, more responsible for work, and much more familiar with each other, also with us. I hope that you really gain something during this year, whatever is enough, just like what we advertise you at first. Do something that's an investment in who you might want to be next. Don't be defined by what you didn't do or didn't know. You are deciding your life right now. Nice to meet you all here, and love you forever.
Dream to be Ivy League. What matters is not your destiny. Instead, what will remain in our mind is the process, the happiness and confusion, and every smiling we have when we look into each other's eyes. No man is an island. Thanks to our reunion of these heroes here, we have imagined, we have discussed, and we pursued dreams. Yes. A dream to the Ivy, not dream of Ivy. Poder es querer. Que tengamos un futuro brillante. Thank you, I'm Clara.
Yeah.
Hello everyone, I'm Simi, the producer of Dream to the Ivy League. And how time flies, we have got to the last episode of the 18th season. Actually, I feel so lucky to work with these partners during this year. This year, we have made 16 programs, and we have changed the whole style of the program, which is totally different from the past seasons. Clara, Amy, and I are so happy that these supporters are so reliable and dependable. For example, Sally is a very active girl and is very interested in Korean culture style. Remember, she likes 少女时代. Michael likes sports, and the most impressive thing is that he knows Japanese and has a certification. I think Adam is a confident and humorous guy, but actually I think he is a little overconfident. Teresa is a quiet girl, and I think she always knows what she wants. Turn to Vicky. Vicky is a humorous girl, and she's a foreigner. Actually, she's just a little tan. Diane is a poor girl and don't have many words. In the world, I really appreciate the time I have spent with them. I will miss all the guys in Dream to the Ivy League, and I hope that I could see the program being better and better. Goodbye, all guys.
Simi, thank you for the smile in the interview, which made me feel relaxed, and thank you for getting me into the Dream to the Ivy League. I wish you can realize your dream in the future, and thank you for keeping me company this term.
Then, our Clara, you are very, I can tell that you like English very much, and I think you're a good student who concentrates on the study, and you teach me a lot about the English accent and even about the broadcasting drama. I learn a lot from you, and you're very diligent and kind, and I hope you can realize your dream. Amy, you're beautiful and you are very clear about what you want, and you always, I think you're very determined to achieve your goal. Thank you for sharing the experience about the foreign volunteering. That is the first long talk between us. I can see that you are very hardworking. Thank you, three of you. Then our Vicky, just like a vitamin in our group, and you can always bring joy to us. That's pretty cool. I think you're a girl who is very outgoing, and it's okay to joke with you. That made me feel very comfortable, and thank you for being my friend. And then our Diane, the first sight of you, I thought that, wow, she's really cool, and while she very difficult to get along with, but then I find you are very kind, young, and you always say like thank you, and I really appreciate that. Yeah, very polite. Thank you for being my friend anyway. Next, Teresa, you are just like a very, how to say, a classic girl who is very interested in poems and literature, and I appreciate that. Next, Michael. Very, very, very sorry about last time. You know, I found that the clip is missing, then I call you to record it again, and you came here and record it again, but I still messed up. I was very sorry about that. But you are okay and very gentle, and you are responsible for your work. Thank you for being in the team. Last, Adam, is sometimes the whole group will make fun of you, and you are not angry, just smile and just like, I'm get used to it and just love at me. Yeah, that's okay. Just you are just like that. And thank you for your attitude. Thank you for not being mad. We just make joke with you. It's just like, you know, we're friends. And thank you for helping me a lot. Don't lose the contact. Finally, I want to say to all the members, it's just like a present to meet all of you and being friends with the guys. It's a huge pity that time goes by and the happy moments are always short. But I think we should be happy and be positive about the future, the separation. And thank you for the Dream Team Avalon to get us together.
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。